This is the Way of Fairness podcast. My name is Stephen Childs, and I'm going to be talking about the split between the Republican and the Democratic Party. If we don't get unity, this could lead into a civil war. The USA is a democratic republic, and when the election takes place, the winner of the election, the entire country unifies to the Constitution and to the elected government. You could say that we have a problem with trust. We don't trust each other. The Democrats don't trust the Republicans, and the Republicans don't trust the Democrats. You can't trust somebody that's not fair. You would be a fool to trust people that are not fair to you. So, we have these factions that support a leader and they trust their leader, and then their leader, they get in a war, they're trying to take over the world, and what they end up with is a whole bunch of dead people on both sides. So we're in a conflict or a disagreement, an argument. There's like two kinds of people. There's evidence belief people and there's faith belief people. I'm an evidence guy. My beliefs come from evidence. And there are other people that are faith people. Their beliefs come from faith, and they believe in the Bible. They believe the Bible's every word of it's true, and it's the word of God. Or their particular religion is the correct religion. They believe that. They have faith in that. So for me, the winner is the truth. So I argue for truth, and I have evidence to support what I'm saying. And other people don't care about the truth. They just want their side to win. So it's not about truth. It's about winning. And so we know that the people have wars over this stuff. And we've had a civil war before. And so the potential for people we know to get killed is real, or ourselves to be abused by other people is very real. We're already being treated unfairly by other people. And it's important that we do the best we can to make a positive change, something that will work. The two parties, they have a platform, and they're like polar opposites. And there's not an underlying commonality. We have the Constitution, you know. In the past, we all were Americans and we supported the Constitution and the rule of law. And now there's a lot of people that don't even care about the Constitution or the rule of law. The law's not being respected. People that have a lot of money don't have to abide by the law because they can get off with their money. So because of the fact that this is really a serious matter, that we get some unity so that we don't kill each other. There's fairness is this the answer that I've came up with, that before the platform, before everything else, we should all stand for fairness, and we should all stand for truth too. So fairness comes first, though. You can't have fairness without truth. Do you understand? It's like if there's no truth to determine what's fair, or if somebody stole something from you and the truth is not talked about, the fact that someone stole from you, then there's no way for you to say that that was unfair, because there's no evidence, there's no proof. If the evidence doesn't matter, so truth is very important. This applies to everybody, not just Democrats or Republicans. See, we're all in the same boat. And we're not trusting that the other party's platform is going to prevent us from losing money. So the Republicans are in support of big business, capitalism, and they think their money is going to come from them, And it does, you know, if they're working for wages or a salary. And they feel they will be able to succeed by being in the camp of the Republican Party. And the Democratic Party is not going to be supported by Republican people. It's like we have a boycott against each other. It's not always visible, but it's something that's underlying things. The truth issue, the people that have faith in God, they put that before scientific evidence or anything else. And we don't know what the truth is exactly. No one does. They claim they do, but I don't think they do either. See, this is a big problem. It really is. It's huge. And the only way that we're going to stop this problem, resolve this problem, is for enough people to join together that do stand for truth and fairness. And if the other people know that our main goal is to provide fairness and stop others from doing anyone wrong, and that everybody's going to be taken care of. The platform of truth and fairness, and everyone is provided for, given a way to provide for themselves. And nobody's left out. Nobody's left out. So the losing team, if the Republicans lose, they're not going to become homeless, or they're not going to suffer from Democrats winning the elections, as long as the Democrats will adopt the way of fairness into their platform. So that's what we're going to try to do. And we're going to try to get the Republicans to have the way of fairness in their platform, so that everybody agrees on fairness first, and that everybody should be provided for, and nobody should be done wrong by the government or by corporations or by individuals. Nobody should be done wrong from religion. We really do need a transition day, a day when all the religions and governments, we can all, and all the people on the planet, can see what's going on and what's been going on with humanity, with all the wars. And so everybody can say, we've had enough of this, we don't want to do this anymore. And all the religions and all the governments and all the people agree to not do anyone wrong. And we all agree to be fair to each other. And we all agree to, that everybody's going to be provided for, that kind of thing. Because we're all humans. People will work real hard when they think that what they're doing has been a benefit their family and themselves. But when there's no hope, people don't work hard. So the Democrats, they want to stop the coal production and the coal-fired power plants because of the CO2 problem, and they want to replace that lost energy with wind energy and solar cells. The Republicans are afraid that they're going to lose their livelihood, the corporations are going to lose money, and the government causes that to happen through the Democratic Party. And so the Democratic Party needs to agree to be fair. And most of the people that are in the Democratic Party are in favor of government-organized creation of manufacturing facilities where the coal mine was shut down. We create a manufacturing facility, building things that need to be built, and the people that lost their job will be retrained into a better job than they had before. And we'll use tax money to do that because we're taking care of one another. And then when the thing gets up and running, it's self-supporting, and the taxes it pays pay back the government that the government forked out in the first place. We're destroying our environment, and there's going to be great disaster to our grandchildren and their children if we don't stop it. It's already too late, but we can minimize it. You know, at some point we've got to become responsible for what we're doing to the planet, to the life on Earth. The whole thing is based on trust, so we have to have people that that understand what I'm saying and that we agree we're going to provide for everybody. We're going to help everyone. And we're going to stop anyone from being done wrong by anyone or anything. One of the divisions that I've heard people explain is the types of people. There's authoritarian types, and the other type, they're, I would call them democratic types. So we grow up in a family where there, it might have been authoritarian, so one of the parents was the boss, and you can't question the boss, you can't argue, you do what you're told, and you hide that you were hurt, and it's just the way life is. And so people like that, when they get older, they support an authoritarian ruler. And authoritarian rulers get us in trouble. They get us killed. Just look at all the empires that have tried to conquer the world and the result and the bloodshed and the wars. So the other kind of family is a democratic family, and there's not a boss. The boss is fairness. The boss is that we all have to be fair to each other. That's the ruler. Just that practice of fairness. And there's no person that's the boss. The mom's not the boss. The dad's not the boss. There's conversations that go on if there's somebody being unfair. And it's explained to the child, you can't be unfair to the other people here. And, you know, that's a much more thoughtful way to live, is where people are supporting you when you make a mistake or when you're not making a mistake. Nobody gets beat. Nobody gets raped. No unfairness takes place. Nobody gets their money stolen from someone. This is my first podcast with The Way of Fairness. The updated version, anyway. And I hope it benefited you. And I'm not affiliated with anyone else. This is completely independent. This is like, that's why I made my own website. So I'm not dependent on YouTube. I might use YouTube occasionally. I'm not dependent on any sponsor. I don't have any sponsors. And I hope this works. I really do, because I want to see the future where I'm not concerned about what's going to happen to my children and their children. And where I don't have to be concerned about warfare happening in our neighborhood. And anyway, have a great day.